Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
It's going to take a little bit, but I'm dying to go through this fans returning to Ball Arena, Adrian Dater thing. Have you caught up on that at all?
No. Well, I know Adrian's article, but I've not seen the response.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll wait on it till probably a half hour from now, but let me make a note to make sure I get to it, but oh, my God. It's great.
Good stuff, huh?
Great, you know, it's quirky, and you know, you always like the drama and the twists, and we have nothing to do with it. It's definitely a Dater versus Kroenke versus a public health department sort of situation.
Perfect.
We
can just talk about the drama.
We are the brother that's not in trouble while the other brother's getting yelled at by mom and dad. Not about it. All right, Kliss will join us here in a second. Why, Tyler, does the J.J. Watt news today with what he signed for and who he signed for matter to the Broncos?
Yeah, so J.J. Watt signed a two-year deal for $31 million. He got $23 million guaranteed. That's a ton of money for a guy of his age and on the back end of his career with really kind of similar injury issues to what Von Miller has had. Now, he doesn't have any off the field stuff going on, so you don't have to worry about any of that with JJ Watt. But the mere fact that JJ was able to command $15.5 million per year and get 23 of it guaranteed, which makes it very likely that he's going to play that second year of that deal. Well, that tells you everything you need to know about Von Miller. Von Miller knows what his market is right now, and it's what JJ Watt just signed for. Von Miller will have just as many suitors, if not more, than J.J. Watt had. Absolutely 100%. That's what he will get. So, Broncos, if you think you were going to approach Von Miller and ask him to take a pay cut and think you were going to actually get that pay cut, good luck. It's not happening. Von Miller knows that if he were to be released by the Broncos, he has a market exactly like J.J. Watt. Guess how much Von is set to make this year? $17.5 million. $2 million more than what J.J. Watt just got. Now, I'm not saying $2 million is nothing, but I am saying $2 million is nothing at the same time. To Von Miller, that's absolutely nothing. If you approach him and you even try to negotiate, just go down a couple million, he would say, nah, I'll go take that on a contender. I'll go wherever I want. Mm-hmm. So it changes your options with Von. You have to decide, have you naturally come to your conclusion? Which maybe you have, and maybe George Payton just wants to have his own guys, and he wants the old regime out of here. Or if he wants Von Miller back, you don't approach him with a pay cut, you actually approach him with an extension. You approach him with the exact same deal that J.J. Watt just got. Matter of fact, you add 1 year on to the deal that you've got left, so Von would have 2 years. You front load the majority of that money, so you give Von a $23, $24 million bonus, and you cut his salary cap in half. So now all of a sudden it's down to $10, $11 million and Von still gets his, but the team has got a more team friendly deal.
The question is, how is this going to, so offering Von like, hey, let's get you down to like $9 million a year is ridiculous. He'll never go for it. I would say he probably wouldn't even go for things that have a lot of bonuses based on it. He's just not going to do it.
No.
If you want a nickel and dime Von down to just a $2 million, which in the scope of the NFL is not that much money, why?
Right.
What's the point? Just to annoy him and tick him off? And why would he do that?
So the other option is that you just pick up his option and just let it play out, and you pay him the 17 and a half.
Our 9 News Broncos insider is Mike Kliss, joining us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, what do you think about the J.J. Watt deal and how it may impact Von?
I think it hurts the Broncos' ability to get him back on a pay cut. I think that's what you guys were just referring to as I was listening to you. You know, he's at $18 million now. if you wanted, and I do think the Broncos were hoping, first of all, I think George Payton would like him back at a reduced number. And what you try to do in something like that is cut him in half, say $9-10 million, and give him incentives to try to make it back through sacks. Now with Watt, you know, had Watt signed for $10 million, you know, maybe you can get Vaughn back for $10 million. The fact he got $15.5 million a year on average, and we have to wait and see if those are the true numbers. You know, it could be 2-31 with you know, $10 million of that in makeable incentives, right? I mean, you always have to be careful of the initial reporting.
Well, you got 23 guaranteed, so you can start with that as the baseline. So, you know, regardless of how he gets it, you got 23 guaranteed.
Yeah, and maybe some of that is injury guaranteed too. So, you have to look at that a little bit deeper also. But let's say it's 23 fully guaranteed. Yeah, it's that means if J.J. Watt truly got $15.5 million a year, that means Vaughn can get $15.5 million a year. That's the upshot there. And so it will be difficult for the Broncos to work out a pay cut that Vaughn will take. If you go much, so, you know, that's going to be difficult. So now I think what you're do is you wait as long as you can to see how this off-field matter plays out. If the DA comes through with charges or no charges, and then you make your, you know, then you're fully informed when you make your decision. I guess it increases the chances just a little bit, guys, of the Broncos not being able to work out a pay cut and keep Vaughn Miller, put it that way.
Where does that case stand, to your knowledge?
Just what we reported a week ago, it is in the DA's hand. The Parker police presented their investigation to the DA, and, you know, I think there's an assumption that going, you know, if the Parker police had no charges, and you guys have had, you know, basically I've listened to the attorneys you guys have had on your shows on The Fan. If the Parker police wasn't recommending charges, they wouldn't have gone to the DA. They really only go to the DA if they're recommending charges. So it's up to the DA. It's completely in the DA's hands. He's a new DA. He was sworn into office in January. Kellner, I think, is his name, and is the district attorney. And we'll see. You know, Harvey Steinberg is Vaughn Miller's lawyer. So I think the DA is going through everything with a fine tooth comb because this is a high profile case, obviously. And you know, well, I'm not going to speculate what the DA is going to do.
All right, let's go back to the contract for a second. What about instead of asking him to take a pay cut, you just add an extra year onto his deal and basically give him the J.J. Watt deal? You can front load a bunch of the money, guaranteed $22, $24 million, whatever it is, put that all in a bonus, and you make the salary cap much more affordable, and all of a sudden it's down to $10 or $11 million per year. Is that a legitimate option for the Broncos?
Yeah, that's possible. I think that's more than what they wanted to do, though. You know, and I don't know if J.J. Watt and Vaughn Miller are apples and oranges. If the you know, you can make a case that Vaughn is worth more than J.J. Watt. You can make a case that J.J. Watt is worth more. What you're saying, I think, might make sense from Vaughn's point of view, for sure. And maybe that is how you get a deal done. I'm not sure the Broncos would want to go that much, though.
Well,
it's a tough deal, you know. And really, that's a tough deal without knowing the results of the case. You know, you're going to, for that to happen, for that type of contract to come out there, you would think you'd have to have some sort of resolution on what's happening off the field here.
Well, if you don't think that they would extend them and do that deal, which is a perfectly reasonable take, in my mind, it's over. We've seen the end of Von Miller because you cannot ask him to take a pay cut now that he knows what his market is, right?
Yeah. You could always ask, but you're right. We'll see. Maybe this changes the thinking of George Payton here in the next couple of, you know, he's got 2 weeks to decide. And, you know, again, you've got a little more information as far as the contract goes, as far as what Von Miller's market would be if everything is clean. And, but you can't discount what's going on off the field right now with him. So you need clarity on that. And then, yeah, you're right. I think rather than do what you were talking about at, you know, extend them, you're still giving them good money, you're giving them more guaranteed money. To me, if you're willing to do that, it would be better just to keep his 1 year and 18 and just see how this year plays out and then readdress.
Mike, are you aware of the Broncos, even though they're not supposed to for tampering reasons, talking to any available quarterbacks or soon-to-be-available quarterbacks or their representation?
You know, they can talk trade with anybody that's out there. So you can always do that as far as free agents.
Yeah.
No, I don't, I do not believe that they are in contact with any of them. I don't.
That's a significant throat clear.
Whoa.
Wow. That was the timing of that. Josh McDaniels throat clear.
Come on, guys.
Thank you for telling us all that we needed to know. My goodness. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Okay. So which
guys,
one was
do you know
it?
How it works? Do you know how it works?
So which
you know
one
how
was it?
Works? I'm not saying anything. You know, I'm just saying you, you know how this is supposed to be the combine.
Well, you're right.
At the combine, the combine is for watching the draft picks,
mm-hmm.
but really the action, the bigger news mm-hmm. is what's happening behind the bushes,
right.
behind the plants,
right.
behind the lobby plants, with the agents meeting with the GMs. And they all do it. It's all wink, wink. No, you know, no one's tampering, but
gotcha.
Yet that's where deals get done is at the combine.
So
now it's different now.
Yeah.
And, the NFL turns its, has always turned its head on these kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for the throat clear and all the great insights. And, and we appreciate the we appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk
you
to you
know,
later.
Another,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Other than that, Justin Simmons is actually up first. I think Justin Simmons is up first. It's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
The tag. And he will be tagged if they can't work it out. You know, he's not going anywhere. I guess that's the, you know, that seems to be
Well, I'm resigned that if it was going to get done, they've had since the end of the season till today. Mm-hmm. I mean, or at least until George Payton was hired, which has been weeks now. I mean, plenty of time.
Yeah.
So I think the Broncos have just hit a sticky situation that two of their better players play the safety position, which should be valued as a certain amount of dollars. And they've overplayed the position, meaning they're better than the amount of money you'd like to spend at that position. And it's just a tough deal. And Simmons, I think he's going to get tagged again. I think it makes perfect sense. It probably means you're going to lose him, I guess, after this year. I guess you got to be okay with that. Or you got to be let Kareem Jackson go.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I think Justin's going to have a real good chance of being the highest paid. You know, it's
all right. Great, do it then. What are we waiting for? If that's the case, what are we waiting for?
Well, because Justin wouldn't want to sign until he's got an opportunity to try to compete with other teams.
All right, I guess. But they can always just tag him to hold on to him. Like,
yeah, mate. Yep. Yep.
Unfortunately, he doesn't have that leverage.
Nobody would be in a rush right now is my point. Justin wouldn't be in a rush to accept something. The Broncos wouldn't be in a rush. Yeah. Nobody's in a rush.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's going to change? Seriously, we've had this same conversation going on like 2 years now. What seriously is going to change, Mike? And this will be the last one here for you, but.
What? Yeah, let's say the Broncos have already offered him the high, and I don't know this, but let's say they've already offered him 14.9 a year, which would make him the highest paid by $100,000.
Yeah,
over Buda Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler's right. Why take that or accept that when you're sending the message to the Broncos? Don't tag. We want to go to the market, and they hope against hope, but it's still a hope that they go to the market and they get $15.5 million a year. Maybe that's, you know, it always takes two.
I get it, but same problem. And this was the Kirk Cousins situation a couple years ago. They're just going to tag you again. So even though you don't want to do it, they're going to tag you again.
I get it. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that you just give up on it. Of course, you still attempt to try to hit free agency.
Okay.
You don't just sign a deal just because.
But that's why I asked, what's going to change, though? What's the difference?
You can still get the deal done. You can, if with patience, and you know, Justin's going to miss another OTA, you know, which that's a vet move there, you know.
Sure.
And they get it done July 14th, the day before the deadline, and he's the highest paid player on July 14th or 15th, or safety, I should say.
I mean, maybe, or he bets on himself, and he really, are you going to tag him for a third time, which you can do, but now you got to pay the average price of the top quarterbacks? Are you really going to pay Justin Simmons $27 million a year?
No. You are not going to tag him a third time.
Right.
But if you're Justin Simmons, you're going to play another year and risk, you know, he plays every snap. And risk injury for gaining next year, which would be an extra couple of $100,000 a year. I don't know, you know.
Right.
Maybe we find out that all these guys want to play for a team with a championship quarterback.
Well, okay.
You know, that's another option.
If that's
you know,
it,
maybe Vaughn and maybe Vaughn and Justin Simmons want to go play for Patrick Mahomes. You know, then that's what their goal is. I don't know.
I get it. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Yep.